Lord, when our wells run dry, you alone are the endless source of all we need. Thank you for the invitation to draw from your substance. Amen. This morning was some beautiful soaking time, dwelling prayer with the Lord. He just held me very close and closed in his arms, my face buried in his chest, but completely engulfed in his warmth and protection. And I thought, this is all I want. I just want to be hidden in you, Lord. I just want to dwell in your heart and be hidden in you. Such a sublime place. I never wanted to leave. And with each song, it became even more wonderful. The channel being taken down and the ordinations and holy visitors have really thrown me into a bit of unfamiliar territory. The man-pleaser nature has tried to budge me off my own path, and I have been able to hold on due to the kindness of the Lord, burying me in his sacred heart, the safest place to be. But this seemingly endless fatigue and mild pain have really brought me to a point where I felt like I couldn't possibly go on. Everything seemed so bland. But those things that didn't, I didn't have the strength to do. I feel like I'm slipping and there's no longer any hope for me to complete my mission. And here I am, guys, just promising the Lord, 2 years, Lord, 2 more years, Lord, and I'll finish the songs that you gave me to do. And I've been paramountly frustrated trying to do that. But I think I need to understand there are seasons, and right now my energies are needed somewhere else. But I'm coming clear again, and I'm seeing an open field, a place where I can really enter into my music. Well, Jesus broke into this endless stream of muddy water flowing through my mind. He was emphatic. "We are going to do this," he said in a tone of unwavering conviction. "We are going to succeed, and we are going to do this. But you must draw your power and strength from me, from right here in my heart. Worship and soaking me up, Claire, filling up on me. There is an endless infusion of strength for you to complete your mission. Let there be an endless stream of my love that tells you that you are on the right track. And let that love captivate you and spill over into songs to bring my bride home to me. Really, if you drink fully of the cup of my love each day, you will have what you need to finish everything on your plate. If you skip this time, you will grow weak and scrawny, like you have felt recently. It is possible to draw off all the energy and power you need from me. I have made this possible for all who are deeply committed to fulfilling their missions on earth. An endless amount of strength, inspiration, and love. Lord, I just feel so discouraged because when I sit down to work on the piano, I'm so out of sorts with it since I haven't practiced. Can you please help me with that? Jesus replied, "Your job is not an easy one, but I did not call you to do this without my anointing and strength. You rely much too heavily on yourself. Forget what you have or don't have. Your storehouse is down to the dregs. Rather, immerse yourself in me and absorb my storehouse of energy, inspiration, love, endurance, because I surely have more than enough in my being to meet every need. But you forget to ask, little one." Yeah. "You wait too long before asking. Ask constantly, continually. Stay bonded and centered in me, and you will have more than enough, more than enough. And yes, follow my directives about swimming and exercise." That was running through my mind as he said that. I get lazy sometimes. "Heart dwellers, what has occurred in Claire's life in the past 2 weeks is enough to take anyone down. But because of your prayers and faithfulness, she's recovering, she and her team members. But I say to all of you, this well needs continual prayer to keep the living waters flowing from the deep. So I ask you to be faithful in praying for her and the team. The enemy has planned many, many detours and distractions, attacks and situations outside of her control. But your prayers for her have neutralized much of the pain they were hoping to inflict. And here she is, still standing with a great deal of help and grace from me. Let that be a lesson to you all. I can walk with you through every kind of attack planned by the enemy when necessity arises. Keep your hearts and minds pure from evil thoughts of retaliation and judgment. This is what the enemy tries to use to separate you from me in your own minds and hearts. And you know how I detest judgment. It is a trap for stripping souls down to nothing and leaving them bankrupt. So do not retaliate or think thoughts of retribution. Rather, pray for these people who do unfair, unjust things to you. The very last thing Satan wants you to do is complete your task on earth. Therefore, he comes at you from numerous directions to steal your energy, your life's substance, and leave you naked and bleeding in the road. No matter what he does to you, remember it is not the people involved that did it as much as the enemy that is using them, unknowingly, to destroy the adversaries of the kingdom of darkness. Your loyalty in caring for Claire in the channel and following her to this hidden corner in the world, your loyalty makes it possible for me to continue to use her and bring you the most precious gifts in my kingdom. There have been many tests of loyalty to me and this channel, and those of you who have remained, I will reward beyond your imagining. The reason being, you have proved yourselves faithful in the little things. Therefore, I will shower you with the greater. This is a law in my kingdom. Be faithful with the little, and the greater things I will entrust to you. Your country right now continues in turmoil. Although essential changes are in the works, it is still a dark day in the history of America. Breakthroughs are coming, but not without difficulties. Pray always for your nation, dear ones. Pray that good will triumph over evil, which runs deeper in this nation than you can even imagine. If you could see right now the staggering evil that reigns on this earth and in this nation, your brain would go on overload, and you would be totally amazed that the earth is still here, that this nation is still here. But then, if you could see the forces of good that are much greater, the angels and saints and every one of you who are not asleep, you would understand that there's hope. And for the greater good, I have given more time. Yet my father has been sorely tempted to exclaim, "Enough! Your will to do good, to pray and make the difference has softened his heart about bringing the judgment down. If you continue in this posture, we will most surely see improvement. And remember, as America goes, so goes the world. I know that many of you have operated to exhaustion, then beyond that on your reserves and are at the very bottom of your resources, mental, emotional, and physical. That is why I am telling you, there is an endless supply of strength from my heart. You are heart dwellers, and I want to see you make use of this strength. Only ask, my dear ones, and then dwell with me in worship, and I will fill you to overflowing. When I do this, however, I do not want to see you wasting it on your personal pursuits. I want you to guard it and use it only on the building up of the kingdom. To whom much is given, much will be required. So come, draw close to me, renew your spirit in me, your strength and inspiration, tempered with endurance. You need this desperately to endure. Come and ask for this, then use the graces faithfully, and you will see how great your God is in you. Come, waste not another minute. Come, swim in my heart, sit at my feet, rest in my arms, adore me, my people, and through this worship we become one in ways you cannot imagine. very much like what happens when wood is turned to stone. The nourishment in my heart is infused into you and replaces every cell, making it turn from finite to infinite, from deterioration to everlasting, even as wood becomes petrified, because its substance is replaced with nourishment that turns it to stone. Even so, I strengthen every fiber of your being through this process of dwelling and worship. The reading and dwelling on Scripture is also life-giving and renewing, because these words came from my heart for you, and to dwell in and upon them gives great strength, renewing life. But always be ready to release that thought to swim in the ocean of my love when I lift you to myself. All of these things are tools, like the rungs on a ladder, that bring you into the incomprehensible glory of my love for you. So in that moment when the last rung is reached, and before you I have opened my arms, be not afraid to jump into the ocean of my love and release yourself into my being, where I will refresh you and where we are one forever.